Tonight on the Worldview Report, a group of four GOP senators are blowing the whistle on Biden's criminally lax border policy, saying that several illegal aliens were caught trying to smuggle explosives into the country. And the leader of Hamas threatens America, says Americans must pay for their involvement in the war with Israel, and blames America for it all. A student at Cornell University has been arrested for posting on social media threats to stab and slit the throats of Jewish students in the latest in an explosive increase in anti-Semitic attacks and threats. We'll show you what you need to know about Joe Biden's newly issued executive order on artificial intelligence. Politically persecuted journalist Owen Schroyer has spoken out for the first time from federal prison in Washington, D.C. We'll bring you his message. The Biden regime's so-called wind revolution shows the first signs of collapse. And Kamala Harris says the Biden administration wants to criminalize all speech deemed offensive to Muslims. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
The Epoch Times also reports tonight that Republican senators have sounded the alarm on the Biden administration's border policies after Border Patrol agents caught illegal border crossers who were carrying explosive devices that Senator John Barrasso, who's a Republican from Wyoming, said were, quote, tailor-made for terrorism, end quote. Barrasso, who is chairman of the Senate Republican Conference, made these startling revelations at a press conference on October 31st, alongside fellow Republican Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz of Texas and Pete Ricketts of Nebraska. This was following their visit to the U.S.-Mexico border. The senators said that more than 8 million illegal border crossings have taken place under Joe Biden's watch, while asserting that explosive devices found on some of them in recent days represents an elevated risk of terror attacks against our homeland. Barrasso said at a Tuesday press conference, quote, we have just returned from our southern border, and it is painfully clear that with Joe Biden's open border policy, our country is really at an increased threat for a terrorist attack, end quote. Several days ago, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents, well, they seized illegal aliens carrying with them improvised explosive devices that the senator said were, quote, the size of cannonballs, end quote. A man believed to have been behind social media posts threatening to stab and slit the throats of Jewish students at Cornell University was arrested Tuesday, facing charges that carry a five-year prison term. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York released a statement on Tuesday, October 31st, stating that 21-year-old engineering student Patrick Dye has been arrested for allegedly posting a series of threatening messages to an online forum. The junior at Cornell was said to have admitted the posts were his, and that's according to the federal complaint obtained by NBC News. The document stated, quote, Dye admitted after receiving Miranda warnings that he was the person who used the internet to post the threatening messages described above, end quote. Facing up to 5 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and as much as $250,000 in fines, the Justice Department release explained that he was arrested, quote, on a federal criminal complaint, charging him with posting threats to kill or injure another using interstate communications, end quote. As previously reported, members of the school's Jewish community became aware of messages posted to a forum said to be unaffiliated with the university. The threats, well, they targeted students at their homes and at the kosher dining hall and included one that said, quote, "Watch out, pig Jews. Jihad is coming. Nowhere is safe. Your synagogues will become graveyards. Your women will be raped and your children will be beheaded. Glory to Allah," end quote. Joe Biden has signed an executive order that provides rules and regulations for the use of artificial intelligence in the U.S., how the government can use it, and safeguards that companies must follow. As is almost always the case, when the government rolls out a new tool designed to curtail freedoms, it says it is doing it for, wait for it, safety and security. Well, during the October 30th signing event at the White House, Biden told the audience, quote, "First, the executive order is about AI safety and security. Today, I am invoking what's called the Defense Production Act that federal government uses in the most urgent of moments, like mobilizing the nation during in time of war or developing COVID vaccines during the pandemic," end quote. What Biden is saying here, folks, is that this AI is a very scary emergency. It's so scary that we need to get the military involved. Well, dictatorships, they always use emergencies as an excuse to grab new powers. It never fails. The executive order states, quote, "We are more than capable of harnessing AI for justice, security, and opportunity for all," end quote. Well, we have already seen what Biden's justice looks like under a politicized FBI and DOJ. It's a two-tiered justice system that punishes grandmothers who pray outside of abortion clinics and threatens to arrest conservative parents voicing their opinions at school board meetings while allowing Antifa and Black Lives Matter to burn and loot with no consequences. Biden continued his speech, stating, quote, "This executive order will use the same authority to make companies prove that their most powerful systems are safe before allowing them to be used. That means companies must tell the government about the large-scale AI system they're developing and share rigorous, independent test results to prove they pose no national security or safety risk to the American people," end quote. Well, doesn't that make you feel real good? The government is looking out for you. They want to protect us. Don't believe it. The executive order has a laundry list of directives that the government and companies must begin to follow. The order also makes reference to critical infrastructure, which the White House notes, quote, has the meaning set forth in Section 1016E of the USA Patriot Act of 2001, end quote. Well, the Patriot Act, that was one of the most draconian bills ever and still ranks as one of the most invasive and oppressive acts ever signed by an American president. So they're telling us that they are going to leverage the power of artificial intelligence against us and use it to enforce the Patriot Act. Jacob Thompson of Wine Press notes, quote, as you scan through the text of the entire executive order, you realize it's just another power grab disguised as a means of mitigating AI. They are explicitly referencing the Patriot Act, and we all know what that entails, end quote. Thompson notes the word, quote, disinformation, end quote, appears in the executive order, but nowhere defines the term. Quote, so in other words, this is just a means for the government and big tech to leverage AI against us in a myriad of ways, from speech and thought to our jobs across all sectors, to inspiration and creation, and so on, end quote. Politically persecuted journalist Owen Schroer has spoken out for the first time from federal prison in Washington, D.C. Schroer, a reporter for InfoWars, said he has thrived on the support of the many patriots who have written letters to him while in prison. Here is a recording of his message.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroer here. This is the first time you are hearing from me. since my speech incarceration, and I really don't want to get into what's going on here on the inside. I'm much more concerned about what's going on out there. But I will say, I am finally out of my solitary confinement for a week, and I'm extremely blessed because your prayers have come through. Some friends helped me get through it with some conversations, as well as getting me a digital radio, so I had some reach with the outside world. And I was also able to follow a bit of the news via some talk shows, and we have a TV here that I'm able to tune into on the FM dial as well, and they have newscasts up as well. And of course, I could sit here and talk about all the Biden crime family corruption that we've seen, the media that is obsessed with war, propaganda, and all the regular stuff, but that's not what I want to bring to this message today. I've just got done reading some of the mail that has been sent to me, and to try to express how important it is or what it means to me would simply be impossible. I do somehow plan to show you how grateful I am for that when I do get out of here, but I've got to say, my shirt has grown. I have to wear a double XL shirt now because my heart has grown so much from your fan mail. And also, I'm now wearing double XL pants because, well, I'll just leave that up for your interpretation. But seriously, every single letter that's sent to me, I read every word. Some of them I read twice or three times. I can't tell you how much they mean to me. And I'm going to reshare the information here on this Twitter account so that you can continue to send me the fan mail and uplift me. When I'm tired, I get energy. When I'm hungry, I feel I'm fed. And it's all thanks to your letters. When you write them, you may not think I read them or they mean much to me, but trust me, I read them and they mean more than you could even imagine. Now again, I don't want to get too much into what's going on here, but I have been helped along the way by some friendlies. Today is my first day out, and so now my life on the outside, as it would seem, begins. Of course, that being hyperbolic, since I'm still on the inside, but when you spend 7 days in solitary, getting out and into a jail and being able to move feels like the outside. It was bitter cold today. It was sunny.
This call is from a federal prison.
It was sunny the entire time I was in, and then, of course, as soon as I get out, it becomes rainy and freezing, but let me tell you, the 40 degrees, wind, and rain couldn't have felt any more refreshing than it did when I stepped out today. Probably just as refreshing as the sun would have felt. But we will reshare the information. I hope you keep the mail coming. They had to bring a wheelbarrow in for me just to receive it. I'm being facetious, but that was the joke the guards were making. So my life on the outside of the inside begins today. Once again, I cannot thank you all enough for your letters. I'm not sure everything that's going on out there, but hopefully it's encouraging. Hopefully there's some good news, and maybe I'll be able to get a little more informed now that I'm outside and have a little more access to news, television, and this phone call. And even though my time on the phone will be limited, I will be using it efficiently to try to reach out and send as many messages to you as possible. I do hope to pull the impossible and maybe something that's never been done before, hosting a radio show from a federal prison. But we'll work on that as I learn the flow of my life now on the outside. The countdown has begun. Your prayers mean everything. Your letters mean more than you can ever imagine. I'm eternally grateful, and I cannot wait until the day I return to being live on air with you, my friends, my family, and my fellow patriots. Godspeed, and God bless.
And we do need to send our prayers up for this young man, whose only crime was to be present on the Capitol steps on January 6th. He didn't even enter the building. He just stood there and warned people not to go in. That was it. And it was all a setup. It was a trap. And by the way, I tweeted the night before January 6th that people should not go, that I thought it was a trap. But for being there and reporting, he gets 60 days in the gulag. Zero Hedge reports that the Biden regime's so-called wind revolution is blowing up in their faces as the world's largest offshore wind farm developer abandoned two major U.S. projects due to supply chain disruptions, high interest rates, and recorded impairment charges well above previous forecasts. A Danish company called Ørsted AS, they announced, quote, U.S. offshore wind projects have experienced further negative developments from adverse impacts relating to supply chains, increased interest rates, and the lack of an OREC, or offshore renewable energy certificate, adjustment on Sunrise Wind, end quote. These negative developments, well, they have forced the company to cease the development of its Ocean Wind 1 and 2 projects off the coast of New Jersey. Ørsted stated in its press release, quote, total impairments recognized in the interim financial report for the first 9 months of 2023 amount to $4 billion, and the majority of these relate to Ocean Wind 1, end quote. This figure, by the way, is much larger than previously announced in August. The company said, quote, this is a consequence of additional supplier delays, further impacting the project schedule and leading to an additional significant project delay, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98. Or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Before we continue, let me remind you we're brought to you by you, and let me thank all of you that do support this broadcast. If you're not supporting this broadcast, would you please consider doing so? We are a viewer-supported program, and it's not just Worldview Report we produce and push out for free. It's my radio show that's also a TV show we push out, Worldview Radio, and Worldview Weekend Hour, which is the Bible study on Sunday nights that I've been teaching since 2015. We also have Worldview Report Sunday. It's a one-hour Sunday magazine program. Worldview Financial Report, Brandon House Live. That's just a few. And then there's all the other shows that we sponsor, like that of Trevor Loudon, Dr. Rob Lindstedt, Dr. Andy Woods, Ivan Raiklin, the New American Magazine TV. I helped to launch that broadcast. And there are many more we produce. And we put them out for free. We pay for the bandwidth, which, my friends, is many thousands of dollars a month to push out free programming. Not to mention the people we have to pay to put it all up online. The IT guy that has to monitor everything and enforce everything and keep it all secure and the streams working. And then, of course, there's the guys in the control room that help produce it all. And then there's the associate producers that help put this program together with me. It takes a team of seven of us 15 man hours a day just to put this one 30-minute newscast together. How do we pay for all that when we push it all out for free? Well, one way is by those of you that support us through our biggest sponsor, WVWFoundation.com. If you'd like to make a contribution of any size, and we sure hope you will, you can do so online at WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there, WVWFoundation.com, if you'd like to support us through the mail. You'll also find our phone number if you prefer to make a contribution over the phone. And again, we are looking for more regular monthly contributors. So please consider setting up a regular automatic contribution, would you? at WVWFoundation.com. And then please mark your calendar for December 2nd and 3rd. We'll have a two-day celebration of our 30th anniversary. Worldview Weekends started in February of 1993. We held those Worldview Weekends in over 300 locations, Biblical Worldview Conferences. And then in 2006, we launched WVW Broadcast Network and began producing television programs. So we're going to celebrate 30 years of what the Lord has allowed us to accomplish. And so join us, won't you? December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. It'll be a live streaming event. Annie Cyrus will be in studio, Leo Holman, and we'll be bringing you some exclusive first-time seen keynote presentations from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend from a few weeks ago, featuring General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, and many others. Again, we look forward to having you join us on Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd, for a live event at worldviewtube.com. We'll also be endeavoring to raise our end-of-the-year funds and our first quarter funds for 2024. So again, please let all your family and friends know about this very special and exciting and informative two-day event, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. Thank you. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Emmy Award-winning television actor Tyler Christopher died suddenly from cardiac arrest. His co-star Maurice Bernard confirmed this on Instagram Tuesday. Bernard wrote, quote, "It is with great sadness that we share the news of the passing of Tyler Christopher. Tyler passed away this morning following a cardiac event in his San Diego apartment," end quote. Christopher won a Daytime Emmy for his role on General Hospital, after which he joined the cast of Days of Our Lives. A social media post on Tuesday also referred to Friends star Matthew Perry's sudden death Saturday morning. Quote, "The stars are falling," end quote. Perry, 54, was found dead in his jacuzzi after suffering an apparent cardiac arrest. There were no signs of drugs or foul play. He had played a two-hour round of pickleball earlier in the day. Corporate media mockingbirds are slamming those who suggest that the COVID vaccine, known for causing sudden cardiac events, may have played a role. But how many of these people are dropping dead, many of them in their 50s, from what appears to be cardiac events? And it appears from social media that many of them not only are vaxxed, but celebrated the fact and encouraged others to do the same. So why is the Mockingbird media upset when you make the connection? Well, that's because many of the Mockingbird media are funded by Big Pharma. Matthew Perry, he used his friend's fame, as we said the other night, to promote the vaccines in 2021 when he offered T-shirts which read, quote, "Could I be any more vaccinated?" end quote. Rolling Stone on Saturday claimed in an article that there is no basis for presuming that the mRNA vaccine may be a factor in sudden cardiac arrest, adding, quote, "Twisted anti-vaxxers rush to blame Matthew Perry's death on COVID vaccine," end quote. But Rolling Stone excluded a Massachusetts Institute of Technology study last year, which found a 25% increase in cardiac events in young men entirely correlated to the COVID shots. That's MIT, folks. And the Mockingbird media doesn't want to report that? The state of Florida, in a statement recommending against vaccinating males aged 18 to 39, well, they cited their own investigation that showed an 84% increase in the incidence of cardiac-related death among males 18 to 39 years old within 28 days of an mRNA vaccination. In other studies of Pfizer's and Moderna's random controlled trials, Pfizer vaccine recipients were found to have four times as many cardiac arrests as those in the control group. Furthermore, a recent report from Good Sciencing has found that there have been 1,884 cardiac arrests among athletes around the world since the introduction of the COVID-19 injections, 70% of whom have died. And according to a May analysis of news reports from January 2021 through April 2023, 1,310 out of 1,884 athletes who suffered cardiac arrest died. An average of 561 athletes annually. Over half of those, well, they appear to have occurred among football players. These include 38-year-old former NFL star Nwaneri, who called for the unvaccinated to be imprisoned. Other recent reports have shown a disturbing increase in cardiac events among athletes. Like this, a 2021 analysis from Israeli publication Real Time News. They reported a fivefold increase in sudden cardiac and unexplained deaths among, well, soccer players that year alone. So, spare us the snide, sarcastic, condescending remarks, Rolling Stone. Just because you reject the truth doesn't make the truth any less true. But with each new rejection, your credibility, well, it falls. I'm not sure you had much to start with. And your audience appears to be shrinking. But again, where would you get this kind of analysis without a broadcast like this? I don't think you'd see this on NBC Nightly News, CBS, ABC, CNN. I'm not even sure you'd see it on Fox. So again, thank you for supporting the Worldview Report. And that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. And your support is vital. Please support us the following ways. In addition to WVWFoundation.com, you can support us and your family by going to twc.health/Brannon, picking up your own Wellness Center Emergency Medical Kit. Now, this is different from the EMT medical kit we have on our website. This is an actual prescription you receive for ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other drugs. My family has acquired four of them because we want to make sure we have antibiotics and such on hand as part of our preparedness plan should there be an interruption in just-in-time inventory or getting necessary pharmaceuticals to our family who might be sick. So if you'd like to secure your emergency wellness kit put together by our friends at the Wellness Center, like Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe, please visit twc.health/Brannon. Also, when you sign up to get this, check your email because you're going to have to fill out some paperwork because this is an actual prescription. So when you sign up for this, then go and check your email and make sure you finish the paperwork so it is shipped to you. Again, all the details, twc.health/Brannon. Another way you can support us is by going, and yourself, by the way, is by going to wvwtvstore.com. There you'll find emergency supplies of all kinds, including things like potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event, emergency freeze-dried food, emergency supplies, too many to name. And by the way, we just heard today a speech by the leader of Hamas threatening America and saying America would pay for what's happening in Gaza. So they have their terror cells here. Even Christopher Wray, so-called FBI director, Christopher Wray even admitted this week in Congress. And what do you think they're here to do, folks? Well, we know for a fact, by mainstream publications even, that Iran has been hacking on our power grid over and over for many years. So be prepared for any kind of disruption in our critical infrastructure. And that's why you, I think, should do some shopping if you haven't at wvwtvstore.com. Emergency freeze-dried food, which tastes very good. I've eaten many of the entrees. And not only emergency food, but emergency supplies. wvwtvstore.com. You can also use the phone number 901-468-9357 to place your order. This is also a big part of our general operating budget. We've been offering these services, by the way, since 2016 because we knew we were entering a very dangerous time. So thank you for your support while you also prepare your family for what may be just right around the corner. And then finally, why not go to MyPillow.com? Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. You get savings, we get credit. Everybody wins. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Time to start doing some Christmas shopping. So please consider MyPillow.com and be sure to use the promo code B66 for savings. And you'll support this broadcast. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.